Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we're learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that's 13a, at the Mishnah about a quarter of the way down. This series of recordings is a joint project of OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. We're continuing our inquiry into what is permitted and not permitted on Chol HaMoed, on the intermediate days of the festival, and now we're going to talk about commerce. About buying and selling objects, and about hiring labor on the intermediate days of the festival. So the Mishnah says as follows: Ein lokhin batim avadim ubehima ela letzorach hamoed. You may not purchase houses, servants, or animals unless they are needed for the sake of the festival. That is, if you need a house to live in, you may buy it on the festival, meaning you need to live in it during right now. If you need a servant because you have need of his labor on the festival, then you can buy him. If you have an animal because you need it right now for the festival, then you can buy it. But anything that is for your later needs, you're just buying something now because you want to use it later, you can't use it. Now, there may be an exception to this, and the halacha does describe a situation where if a person is not wealthy, if they are a relatively poor person and they have an opportunity to buy something that's the deal of the century, then there may be heters for it. But in general, the only reason that you can buy something here is for the sake of the moed. Now, there is a dispute among the Rishonim in the poskim as to whether or not this list is meant to be an exhaustive list. Are these three things, houses, servants, and animals, specifically the things that you can't sell on the festival because they are large purchases or perhaps because they are very public purchases? But other items like fruits and vegetables or household items, those things are permitted. Or are we saying here that all commerce is forbidden, and these are mentioned specifically because they are such public purchases to say even these can be sold on the festival if they're needed for the sake of the festival? The second view is the view that Tosfos brings, that really you're not supposed to buy and sell anything on Chol HaMoed, but you may even sell a house if you have to, under the condition that you need it for the sake of the festival. You couldn't have done it before the festival. You can't wait until after the festival. You have to do it now, then you're allowed to do it. So that's reason number one, and that's the topic we've been discussing throughout the whole chapter, is the needs of the festival. Now, the second view, which we've also discussed a little bit, is o letzorach hamocher, or for the need of the seller, she'ein lo ma yochal, who has nothing to eat. So in this situation, you're not purchasing the object because you need the object on the festival, but you're helping out your friend, the seller, and the seller needs to sell this object because he is extremely poor and he has nothing to eat on the festival. There is a discussion as to what exactly it means that he doesn't have something to eat. Like, how dire is his situation? Does he have nothing to eat at all? That's one possibility, and the Magid Avraham mentions that as a possibility. Is it possible that he has a minimal amount of food, maybe just bread and salt, or enough for today's food but not enough for tomorrow? In which case, he has enough to eat right now, but not really enough to last him. Or does he have enough to eat, really? Like, he can meet his minimum nutritional needs, but he doesn't have anything for the holiday, meaning it's there's nothing special. He doesn't have the opportunity to buy anything special for the holiday, and his Simchas Yom Tov is out. And whether or not that may apply under some, whether or not different versions of that definition may apply depending on the circumstances, but in any case, that you can help a guy out, you can help your friend out. Mishnah Berurah mentions also, though, that in this particular case, you should not engage in harama. You should not be deceitful. That is, you should not use your friend's supposed exigent circumstances in order to do business. This is not about you. This is not a heter that you can do business. It is only a heter to help a friend out who really needs it. Okay, let's go on to the Gemara. So the Mishnah identifies two reasons why you might be able to engage in commerce. One is for the sake of the festival, and one is for the sake of someone who doesn't have something to eat. Ba'amine Rava me Rav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman, Schar pu'ula, what about hiring out a worker, she'en lo ma yochal, who doesn't have anything to eat, mahu? Is that allowed? So here, the idea behind it is that you should be able to help a friend out. And we said you can purchase something from a friend so that it'll have the proceeds of that sale in order to provide for his needs for the holiday? Can you hire out his labor? So there's a difference here between goods and services. The Mishnah was talking about goods. The Gemara wants to know if it also applies to services. Amar le. So Rav Nachman responded to him, Tanina, we've learned this already. It says, oh, letzorach hamocher, or for the, in the Mishnah, it says, or for the needs of the seller, she'en lo ma yochal, who doesn't have something to eat. Now, Rav Nachman is going to try to understand this as two separate clauses. Letzorach hamocher, the needs of the seller, that is that, you know, that is that he doesn't have something to eat, so therefore he can sell something. Or she'en lo ma yochal, he has nothing to eat, and therefore he can hire himself out as a laborer. In other words, the two clauses, one applies to goods and one applies to services. Latuye mai, what does it come to include? Lav latuye schar pu'ula, wouldn't it not come to include the wage that he would get by hiring himself out as a worker? And there is a difference between these goods and services. And when he's selling goods, he sells the goods and then he has money to celebrate the holiday. But if he sells himself out, then he's actually working on the holiday, and then he can't celebrate the holiday. Amarle, he responds to him, lo, that is not the right interpretation. Parushe kamefaresh. It's really one clause. When it says letzorach hamocher, for the needs of the seller, it then comes to explain what are the needs of the seller. She'en lo mayochal, that he has nothing to eat. So it cannot necessarily be said to be talking about labor. It's only talking about goods. Eid ve'abaye. Abaye asked the question on this. Ein kotvin shtarei chov b'moed. A person is not allowed to write contracts. These are lending contracts that so-and-so owes so-and-so amount of money. You're not supposed to write contracts on the holiday. V'im eino ma'amino, but if he doesn't believe him, that is, he doesn't believe that he's going to pay him back, oh, she'en lo ma'yochal, or the lender doesn't have something to eat, there is possible, some people write, take out the O. That Rashi takes out the O, that you don't believe him that he has nothing to eat, so you make him sign a contract. That's how Rashi seems to say it. You make him sign the contract that he really has nothing else to eat. Like he puts that in writing. Or they could be two separate clauses. You don't believe him that he'll pay you back, or he has nothing to eat. Harizei yichtov, then you can write the contract. She'en lo mayocha, because he has nothing to eat, so you can write. So ordinarily you can't write the contract, but here you have a heter that he's not able to eat. Latuye mai, what does this come to include? Lav latuye schar pu'ula, would it not come to include a person hiring themselves out for a wage? Shema mina, learn from it. So in other words, what Abaye's proof does is it expands the idea that basically if a person doesn't have something to eat, if a person has this need on the festival, they can do any of the forbidden labors on Chol HaMoed, because this is a heter that is the all of the rabbinic sanctions on what you're not supposed to do on Chol HaMoed don't apply to someone who doesn't have something to eat. We're not quite done with this topic yet. We're going to ask a question on this on whether or not we can limit this Ein Lo Mayochal to certain categories. Rav Sheshet asked the question from a certain Braita. V'chachamim omrim, the sages said, Shalosh Umaniyot, there are three kinds of craftsmen, Osin Melacha Be'arvei Psachim Ad Chatzot, that can do work on Erev Pesach until Chatzot. Now, the rule, we can divide Erev Pesach into two portions. From midday on, you're not allowed to do any work. You have to be getting ready for Pesach. That's basically from the time that the Karban Pesach could be brought. So you're really not supposed to, not only can't you eat chametz at that time, but you also are not supposed to do work. You're supposed to be getting ready for the holiday. In the morning, it is much less clear. The first half of the day, while you should still be getting ready for the holiday and doing biur chametz and all the things that you need to do, under certain conditions, you might be able to do some labor, but it's restricted. And in this way, it's similar to Chol HaMoed, that certain kinds of labor are permitted and certain kinds are not. So, and not only that, but this Mishnah is going to specifically connect Erev Pesach in the morning to Chol HaMoed, because here's what it's going to say. There are three kinds of craftsmen. Hachayatin, the tailors, v'hasaparin, and the barbers, v'hakovasin, and the launderers. Hachayatin, the tailors, are allowed to do work on the morning of Erev Pesach. Shekein hedyo tofer kedarko b'chulo shel moed. Because a person who is not a tailor is permitted to sew if he needs to on Chol HaMoed. That is, if you have a piece of clothing that tears or that needs to be repaired, a non-expert can repair them on Chol HaMoed. That's permitted. And since it's permitted on Chol HaMoed, so therefore we allow the tailors to do their work on Erev Pesach in the morning. Hasaparin vakovasin. Similarly, the haircutters and the launderers, shekena bayim mimidina tayam, because someone who arrives after a journey from abroad, vayotim mibeit hasurin, or someone who just got out of jail, on the holiday, mutarin l'saper ulchabes b'chulo shomoy, they are permitted to cut their hair and to launder their clothes on Chol HaMoed. Ordinarily, you're not supposed to cut your hair and launder your clothes because you're supposed to do it before the festival. But if there was some reason, like you were in transit or you were in jail and you weren't able to do it before the holiday, then you're allowed to do it on the holiday. And because it is allowed to be done on the holiday under certain circumstances, we allow these craftsmen to do their work on the morning of Erev Pesach. Now, I think the idea here, though, is in each of these cases, that these things are permitted when they are necessary for the sake of the holiday and when they couldn't have been done beforehand. So I believe that the idea here on Erev Pesach is that there are people that need these services. There are people who waited till the last minute and they didn't get their hair cut and they didn't get to have their clothes laundered and they didn't get their yontif clothes ready. So these craftsmen are allowed to be available to do their professional services, not for their own sake, but for the sake of people who might need their services last minute, even though those people shouldn't have waited to the last minute, since it is permitted under certain circumstances, we allow them to do it. However, so that's the idea here. But interestingly, the Mishnah actually connects Erev Pesach to Chol HaMoed, and because of that, Rav Sheshet is going to ask a question based on it. V'isal kadatach, if you were to think, Schar pu'ula she'ein lo ma yochal sharei, that a person can hire themselves out to do any kind of work if they don't have something to eat, that it's permitted. So schar pu'ula, the wage of a worker, she'ein lo ma yochal, who has nothing to eat, sharei, is permitted. Kol milachot nami lishteru, so let them permit all kinds of labor here, meaning why is it just the tailors, the launderers, and the haircutters? You should allow anybody, because in a situation where someone doesn't have anything to eat, they can hire themselves out to do any kind of work. So once you're making the connection between Chol HaMoed and Erev Shel Pesach, if it's true that a person can hire themselves out for a wage, then it should be an unlimited number of craftsmen that can do the work that they need to do. It should say they could hire, anybody could hire themselves out on the morning of Erev Pesach, because a person that has nothing to eat would be able to do that. And if it doesn't say that, then perhaps our conclusion ought to be that you're not allowed to sell yourself out as a laborer on Chol HaMoed. I didn't finish the phrase. Let's do it this way. Kol melachot nami lishteru, end of the first wide line, all of the labor should also be permitted, meaning on the morning of Erev Pesach, to ha'ika, because there is schar pe'ula, the wage of a worker, she'en lo mayochal, who has nothing to eat. So if that's not the case, perhaps it casts a doubt on whether or not it's actually permitted for someone to sell themselves out. So that is Rav Sheshet's question. Rav Sheshet is now suggesting perhaps it's not so simple that a person can hire themselves out as a laborer, but Rav Papa and Ravina are going to attack this. Matkifla Rav Papa. Rav Papa attacked Rav Sheshet. Elamiata, but if we follow your logic, or elamiata means rather from here or from now, but it means if we follow your logic, binyan lishterei, then it should also have permitted building on the morning of Erev Pesach. Shekein, kotel hagoel or shut harabim, a wall that is precariously leaning into a public thoroughfare, looks like it might fall down and hurt someone. Soter ubone, you can knock down the wall and fix it on the holiday, kidarko, in your regular way, mipnei sakana, because of the danger. So this is a clear halacha. If there's a public hazard, you're allowed to fix it on Chol HaMoed. And it didn't mention that. It should have said not only could the barbers and the tailors and the launderers, but also the fixers should be able to, people that need to build things. It should have mentioned them. Matki Flo Ravina. Ravina gives another example. Elamiata, but if your logic is correct, Lavlar Lishtere should also have said not only the tailors, the launderers, and the barbers, but also the scribes. A lavlar is a scribe. Should have also allowed the scribes. Shekain, Kotvin, Kidushe, Nashim, Gitin, Vishovrin, because you can also write a document of betrothal for a woman. You can write a divorce document, and you can write a receipt document that a loan was paid in certain circumstances on Chol HaMoed. And as we saw also in a situation where somebody doesn't have something to eat, you can write a loan document. So all of these things could have been mentioned as well. So we have to conclude from here, first of all, that the list of craftsmen who can work on Erev Pesach is not an exhaustive list, because clearly if we were completely connecting what's permitted on the morning of Erev Pesach to what's permitted on Chol HaMoed, we would have to have a larger list. And moreover, what Rav Ashi is going to say is the whole comparison is not a real comparison. Ela Amar Rav Ashi said, Moed Aarba Asar Karamit, you're going to really compare the needs of Chol HaMoed to the needs of the 14th. The 14th is Erev Pesach. You're going to put the two together. The two don't really go together. Moed Mishum Tirchahu, what's forbidden on Chol HaMoed was forbidden because we don't want a person to make excessive effort on the holiday. Uvimakom Pseidah Shel Rabbanan, but the rabbis permitted it when it was a case of loss. They allowed you to do Tircha. Although, as we saw, there were still certain things that were considered Tircha Yetera that they didn't allow. But the basic idea is something that's a Tircha you're not supposed to do on the festival, but if it's going to be a loss, the rabbis allow you to do it. That's the rule in Chol HaMoed. Arba'asar, Erev Pesach, the reason why you can't do work is a totally different reason. It's Mishum Tzorech Yom Tov, because you need to be getting ready for the holiday. Who? Midi Tzorech Yom Tov Sherabanan. So something which is necessary for the needs of the Yom Tov is forbidden. Midi Delav Tzorech Yom Tov Lo Sherabanan. Something that is not for the need of the Yom Tov is not forbidden. So the logic of what's permitted and not permitted is completely different. The only things that are allowed on Erev Pesach, and this is why it specifies tailors, launderers, and barbers, are things that you need in order to get ready for the festival, which is coming right now. Once you're on the festival already, and you're talking about during Chol HaMoed, the logic is completely different. It's really saying that you shouldn't do anything that requires tircha unless it's absolutely necessary on the holiday or if it's for the need of the holiday. Of course, we could apply another interesting comment here, which we talked about before, which is we said the laws of Chol HaMoed a daf or two ago are unique. You can't compare from one area of halacha to another area of halacha. They follow their own logic, and perhaps we could argue that here as well. That takes us down to the Mishnah. We'll stop there and continue with our next recording. Have a wonderful day.